En este país fundado en los principios de la libertad y justicia,
it's called the Jericho Prayer.
Bajo leyes injustas que discriminan y abusan, millones de nuestras familias están divididas y separadas.
Parents and loved ones are deported. Every day, millions of people suffer the pain and anguish of not being able to live in dignity.
Jane Graze is with United Methodist Women. She's on the march around the Federal Immigration Building as part of a deaconess program.
Well, what we're doing is the Jericho Walk, just like in the Bible, they marched around Jericho 7 times, and then when they shouted after the 7th time, the walls came down, and the people were freed out of bondage. And so that's the purpose of them marching 7 times.
When the group stopped to pray, artful signs come into view. In yellow, white, and green lettering on a red background, people carry signs that read, "Caravan opening the doors to hope." Lorna Henkel.
Those signs are from a group from Oaxaca, Mexico. There's an open door caravan of people who are talking about the problems of Central American and Mexican people migrating and the reasons for their migrating and the trouble they have at the border and on their way to the border. You may have seen that young man missing legs. He had fallen from that train they called La Bestia. Holy hell. In any event, there's those kind of stories and those kind of problems. And then every Thursday, another group, the New Sanctuary Coalition, comes every Thursday to walk around and around this building 7 times like Joshua did at Jericho in the Bible. That's the idea. And we say this prayer. And it's for immigration reform.
An honored guest is a Catholic priest who provides a safe haven for migrants.
I am Father Alexander Solalinde. I went from Mexico. I have a shelter of migrants and refugees, especially Honduras, Nicaragua, Salvador, Guatemala. Yeah. In our shelter, my staff and me give the migrants population assistance. Food, medicine, water, rest, clothes, shoes.
Father Solalinde keeps migrants away from the criminal gangs who exploit and abuse them. For this, he endangers himself. He faces intimidation and threats. He says he speaks to migrants about how difficult life is here in the United States, but they don't want to go back to their home countries. He says it's like they have a chip, a button inside them that says, "Go north." He says the United States has a mission.
A great, great mission. This is a great, great country. Yeah, very, very rich, but not money, but not dollar. It's very rich in people, in cultures, religions, faith. I hope this caravan bring United States hope, but many proposed for the peace, especially for the peace.
The marchers have walked 4, 5, and 6 times around the building silently. When they get to the front of the building, they raise their hands in a gesture imploring those inside to take notice. Then they kneel in prayer, get up, and do it all again. Prayer is what she has now, says Susie Lasada. One of her brothers was deported. Another is awaiting deportation.
We has been rallying, we has been protesting, we has been loving, we has been doing so many different things. And we are desperate. It's like we are thinking about the 12 million people that are right now without documents who are living in the chattel. We are very concerned about the family who are being deported. We are concerned about children. And we say there had to be other ways. To see, as you can see, this I'm a Muslim, and I'm here along with the Catholic who are organizing these type of events, because I think we are at a point of our life in this country in which we say, what else we could do? So let's pray, let's do whatever it takes.
The 7th silent walk around the Federal Immigration Building ends with the Jericho Prayer. When they finish, they stand and face the Federal Immigration Building, their image of Jericho, and scream. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.